Imagine grading like a PhD thesis based entirely on how you feel that day. It sounds completely absurd, right? But psychologically speaking, I mean, that is exactly what most of us are doing every single day when we evaluate our own
Yeah,
lives.
well, it's a total recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
You end up grading yourself on this massive curve. Like a C minus effort suddenly feels like an A plus just because you were tired. Or, you know, maybe because you convinced yourself you gave it a solid try.
Right, which perfectly frames our deep dive today. We're getting right into the day seven materials for week seven.
The final step.
Yes, finalizing module seven, essentially building that long-term code. And the core thesis of the workbook here is brutal, but so true. It says the greatest failure of leadership in America is at the individual level. We're really trying to build an internal operating system so we stop relying on those subjective feelings.
So, as a psychology professor, how do you see an internal code actually changing behavior? I mean, is it just some motivational mantra?
No, not at all. It's really about establishing an unshakable baseline. So I was actually going through the workbook alongside you this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and David Morrison's concept really anchored this for me. He said, "The standard you walk past is the standard you accept."
Wow, that's powerful.
Right. Because psychologically, if you walk past a mess on your desk or, you know, you half finish a task just because you feel tired, you aren't just taking a break. You are actively conditioning your brain to normalize failure.
So it immediately becomes your new baseline.
Exactly. My distill point from that was you don't rise to your intentions, you fall to your standards.
Okay.
Intentions are just nice thoughts floating in your head, whereas standards are enforced behaviors.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so when I drafted my own long-term code for this module, I programmed it like this. I wrote, "Computer, when I judge performance, it requires a standard, not a feeling."
I like that a lot.
Thanks, but I have to be honest here. Enforcing a standard when I am completely exhausted feels, well, nearly impossible. I mean, from a neuroscience perspective, is there a biological reason my brain fights me so hard on this? Or is it just a personal lack of willpower?
Oh, no, it is pure biology. What's fascinating here is that the human brain is just a massive energy hog, so it is fundamentally designed to conserve calories.
Wait, really? It's just trying to save energy.
Pretty much. It constantly seeks the path of least resistance. When you rely on feelings to dictate your actions, your brain basically defaults to this sort of lazy mode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it will literally choose the neural pathway that requires the least metabolic output.
So my feelings are literally just my biology trying to save energy by procrastinating.
Exactly. Your brain is trying to talk you out of the hard work just to conserve resources.
That is wild.
Right. That's why a rigid standard is so necessary. It acts as a manual override to that default setting. While I was working through the module myself, I zeroed in on William Penn's observation.
Oh, which one?
He said, "No man is fit to command another that cannot command himself."
Man, that is a heavy expectation to carry around.
It really is, but neuroscientifically, it's the only way forward. My distill point was, command yourself when you don't feel like acting. That is where growth lives.
Because you're pushing past that biological default.
Right. You don't build robust, disciplined neural pathways when things are easy. Those pathways physically form in the exact moment. Your motivation is at absolute zero, but you force action anyway.
Wow, so that changes the whole perspective on friction. I mean, it's not a barrier, it's the literal mechanism of growth.
Precisely. Which is why my long-term code for this week is, computer, when there is no one to lead me, remind me I am always required to lead myself.
That is a fantastic code. It acts as the mental trigger to enforce the standard when the feelings are totally absent.
Yeah.
Well, reaching that level of self-leadership is really why finishing week seven is such a milestone for anyone going through this deep dive. Congratulations on finishing the week, by the way.
Absolutely. Big congratulations to you listening. But remember, getting the code on paper isn't the end of it.
Oh, definitely not. You have to keep up the daily routine, doing the three times a day code review and asking that bedtime question, you know, how can I begin becoming more X, Y, and Z? Do that one last time before moving to the next module.
Yeah, and there's also this fascinating mental hack the workbook introduces right at the end here. Since we've wrapped up another module as part of your bedtime routine tonight, you need to add a specific phrase.
Oh, right, the expectation primer.
Yes. Tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to. It actually primes the brain's expectation circuits for the very next day.
And honestly, you will need those circuits primed because even with strong standards, you know, you're still human and you're still going to mess up sometimes.
Very true.
Which perfectly tees up the law we are going into in week 8, which is, when you are wrong, apologize for what you did, not how you made the other person feel.
That is a huge shift. Taking complete ownership of the objective action, rather than just trying to manage the subjective feelings of the fallout.
It really requires total accountability.
Well, before we wrap up, think about what we discussed today regarding your internal operating system. If self-leadership is essentially writing the source code for an automated system,
right?
What happens when the captain of your own ship is the one leading the mutiny against your own standards?